Jax Gregory, sweet young thing behind the glass there, Meredith Kane in the 2020s, and across from me on this most monumentous game three. We are on the eve of the game, 1 hour to go. My boy, my dude, my ride or die, Jonathan Peterlin. How you doing, buddy?
Hello, Nick. Are we going to do a hump day?
Oh, wait. Are you asking if we're going to do a hump day? As a little test, and you passed the test. Yeah.
What, remembering that it was hump day?
Yes. Because usually, either Kayla and or I forget, and then just randomly in the first segment, we got to throw that bad boy in there, and it catches the other person who also forgot off guard. Not today. Not getting anything by you today.
Only thing that was on my mind. Happy to be the safety net today, and we've got a loaded show.
Yeah. I mean, we've got a lot of guest action. I don't know who broke this microphone, but I want to punch him square in the giblets. Like, I'm so annoyed.
It almost hit you in the nose.
It did. I'm like having to hold this like I'm like a crooner of some sort. Somebody busted this, and it wasn't me, because I would own up to it.
Could be a good Nick talk. Radio fails.
Who did it?
No. Not like, no, we don't need like a deep dive investigative reporting on who messed up the microphone. No. It's you getting hit in the microphone, in the nose with the microphone, and then playing that back.
So I'm furious about this, but obviously Browns did speak to the media days as they finally kind of get ready for this next game. It's going to happen on Sunday one way or another. We heard from Deshaun today. We heard from Kevin Stefanski. We're gonna listen to some of that sound later in the show. But right now, to start the show, we are all Guardians, all Tigers, game three in Detroit, 1 hour's time. And can I just tell you, the playoffs have officially begun, right? Both teams have got a win. Both teams have got a loss. And you've got an opportunity, if you're the Guardians today, to answer every single thing that has been said since you lost game two, whether that's Jose Ramirez, whether that's Emmanuel Clase. This is where we find out whether the Guardians are really a championship team. And I'm so excited to find out, even if the nerves are just a little bit, it's a lot tinged with nerves.
Yeah, I made the mistake of listening to a lot of Detroit sports talk radio. That's my bad.
Detroit?
That's my bad. They're comparing the Kerry Carpenter homer to the Maglio in 06 homer.
They didn't go Kirk Gibson, though?
He did get some run. He did get some run, if we're being honest about it. No, Maglio in 06, the ALCS game four, the walk-off home run that then sent him to the World Series. That's what they're talking about with the Kerry Carpenter blast. I heard caller after caller get after the Guardians' body language, which I didn't know that was a bad thing. Did any of us see poor Guardians' body language?
They lost the game.
And then they're saying the Guardians are terrified.
So you're saying
the Guardians are terrified right now in Detroit.
So you're saying after Kerry Carpenter hit a mammoth three-run home run off Emmanuel Clase,
they didn't all just sit there and party?
The Guardians didn't like just rip lines and just like go crazy on it and go parkour on everything? Let me tell you, this series is over.
Definitely a damned if you do, damned if you don't moment, right? Like in that instance, if you're like Jimenez, you have to put your head down and be like, dang it, that stunk. And you certainly can't be like, it didn't faze me at all. But then it does bring in the question, though. Like, we haven't seen the Guardians get punched in the face like that. How do they respond to something like that? Where it feels like all of Detroit believes that it's a team of destiny. They think this is a movie that's being made right now. And if you're a Tiger player right now, you're probably buying into that as well. Like, how do the Guardians respond to this?
Yeah, and it's so funny. It's the opposite of where we were going into the second game with Detroit. It was like, you lost game one. So how do you respond? And they responded with pretty silent bats up until Kerry Carpenter hit the damn thing to Euclid.
Yeah.
So like, the Guardians have more playoff experience because a lot of these guys were on that 2022 team, if only by a couple games. So I expect the Guardians to come out. Listen, if the Guardians are a championship team, let's put it this way.
They have the same number of postseason series wins then, because the Guardians won the series against the Rays, and then this Tigers team beat the Astros. Like, they have the same number of postseason series wins.
Yeah, but not wins overall, because remember, you played the Yankees to five. This is game three.
Yeah,
I'm splitting hairs. I understand.
It's, I don't know that that's a massive advantage, but go ahead.
I mean, I think any bit of playoff experience is some sort of advantage, but it's not really what we're going to argue about today. But I do think if you're a championship team, this is the game you come back out and you do what you did in game one, which is you hop on them early, take advantage of the chaos by A.J. Hinch, and you don't let them settle in.
We talked gambling before the show. I have no idea. I've known you for eight and a half years. You don't play poker at all, do you?
No, I'm awful at it. No. That was very defensive.
Because you can't lie. Is that what it is?
I'm not Abraham Lincoln, but yeah, I'm awful at lying.
Okay, so in poker, there's definitely a moment where you become on what they call a full tilt. Mm-hmm. Okay, where you, like, the moment that you start, you get a little sweaty, you lost a couple hands, mm-hmm. and then you just stop playing your type of game because you feel like you're up against it. I feel like this Guardians team is impervious to that. I feel like they're not the type of team to get on full tilt. The bet today would be the idea that they're not the type of team that gets punched in the face and then wilts and then understands they're up against it. I just haven't seen that from them all year.
Well, and if they are, it's telling. Like, and listen, like,
yeah, yeah.
We're hoping the answer is if you get punched in the face, you get up, you wipe your face off, and you punch them back, right? But, okay, like, listen, if we want them to be champions, if we think, and it does, if you look at this, if the Royals, and that series is tied one game apiece, but the Padres have a 2-1 advantage, the Mets have the 2-1 advantage, so if the Guardians are the only division winner to go into the playoffs, how is this not set up for you? Well, the game like today is proof that before we get to that and do that math, you got to do this one. This is the game you take care of because it's a game in front of you.
All right, only because you brought history back into play here, I do want to play with it for a second. The last time we saw them in this spot, you mentioned 2022. If we're mm-hmm. putting the bulk of the roster that still exists from that team is on this team. Game 5 came and went. Are you just putting that at the feet of Savali, or are you putting that at the feet of the guys that were there? Because it's not like J-Ram was great in that series.
I don't think the margins for that series are... The way people talk about that series is that the Yankees kicked your ass. It went 5 games.
Oh, it was 5 games, and but in that 5th game is what we're talking about. Backs up against the wall in that moment. Well, you want to tell me it's all on Savali and that's it because he got the start in Game 5?
No.
And maybe that might be something that we, in hindsight, look back and say, oh boy, Shane Bieber really probably should have had that start. Then I'll listen to that.
We just can't do that because the bats went cold for 2 straight games there. Or, well, 3 straight games,
and sometimes that is just baseball. But, well, we're taking this to a different angle here. I think, at least. I think the Tigers, I don't know that it's about the bats being cold or anything like that with the 3 hits. I think it's how they respond to then getting knocked down, essentially.
Well, and I agree with you, but I just think, like, this team is built to win as a team. You don't have a Scooble. That's fine. Bibee is good enough to win. Like, even in this game, you've got a guy who's been here. I don't care that Alex Cobb's stuff isn't what it was 11 years ago when he faced off against Danny Salazar mm-hmm. in the one-game playoff. I don't care. You've got experience. You've got a guy who conceivably could go 3 or 4 innings today, even though he's not maybe ramped up full tilt, to use the term. So, like, I just look at this and go...
Well, that wasn't used right, but go ahead.
No, that never will be, because I don't play poker. But I do look at this and
you
I go...
You said it with so much confidence.
Like, it's so funny. Well, that's how you do it. So it's not a lie if you really believe it, right? Yeah. I think we've learned that in 2024, and 2023, and 2022, 2022. And 2021. But no, I mean, I just think that this team wins as a team. And so that does give me confidence that they're going to respond in kind today, even if they fall behind, because I think that's what to look for today. Because the one thing is we haven't – okay, yeah, they technically were behind in the bottom of the ninth inning. That's not – when you're down 3-0 and you don't have Kwan, Hosey, and Naylor coming up, that's not conducive to you erasing a 3-run lead.
I'm with you. It's basically been wire to wire.
Yeah. And so I think that's the next test. Today's the test of – okay, you lost a game that sucked the wind out of you. All right, so did the Tigers in game 1. Cool. Now, how do you respond? But the other thing is, if for whatever reason you fall behind in this, you have to... That's something that I thought the Guardians did really poorly in August and even parts of September. When they got down, you could see them tighten up at the plate. You can't do that. You got 27 outs. Go remember that you have 27 outs. And there are times to swing for the fences. There are times to put it in shallow right field just to advance everybody and keep another out off the board. So I love this setup. Because again, like, will I be happy if they lose? Absolutely not. Well, I'll be crestfallen if they lose this series, because I think the story is to be written.
Detroit, for sure.
Detroit's not the only... Everyone should feel this way.
Everything's in front of you right now.
Well, but for
That's
everyone.
That's the beautiful thing. No, if, yeah, for both
you're,
teams.
If you're a Royals fan, everything's in front of you. If you're a Yankees
if
fan...
If you're a Detroit Sports Tacos, you're already starting to plan the parade.
My boy, Jim Costa, and it's
he
not
was
his fault.
On one.
Okay, so he's on one, and I love that. I love that kind of blind hubris, just not when he's
they,
talking
well,
to me.
I mean, to be fair, they haven't really be done fair. The postseason thing for a decade.
Yeah, well, and... but.
They don't really know what they're doing in that regard
I
at this point.
I got to call some names here with Tarik Skubal, who was on with my boy Jim Costa this morning. At some point in this hour, we're getting this. But getting back to it, like, I'm not looking at this going, yay, let's lose. But I am looking at this saying, I've spent 6 months. 6 months is heavy. I've spent 4 months thinking you can win the World Series.
Yeah, yeah.
Games like today are the one that decide whether you do and whether you don't.
Show us what you got here.
Well, and it has nothing to do with who's the hotter team coming into it. It does sometimes matter who's the better team, but I think you're the better team.
I do think an off day helped a lot for the Guardians.
Yes.
I think if you had played that game back-to-back after Class A and how that went down with Kerry Carpenter, I think that would have been a lot tougher than getting the day off to go travel to Detroit.
And we've put this so much on, you got to avoid a game five, that I think we have to – this isn't even about Skubal to me. You do have an opportunity here because of the depth of pitching that you have, specifically in the bullpen, which Detroit is a little more shallow than you.
Yeah.
If you can get that win today, and if Cobb can give you another Boyd performance, give him five innings quality, if you can do that and you can get on board early and you take this game, there is no reason, other than the fact it's in Detroit, that you can't take tomorrow and take this series and we avoid the game five.
Well, they got a bullpen game as well themselves. I mean, Montero's the other guy that they've flirted with, at least being a number two at times this year, but I would think he's probably set up for the same thing that Cobb is set up for today.
216-474-0092. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin here. We got a big show for you today. We are all Gardos until 3 o'clock. Then we got Ron Rivera, former NFL head coach. He's going to be on the call of Westwood One's Thursday night football game. You're going to hear right here on 92.3 The Fan tomorrow. I have to keep reminding myself it's not Thursday yet, but 49ers Seahawks. We got Todd Blackledge. He's going to be on Ohio State, Oregon this weekend. He's at 3:40. Ross Tucker, our usual at 4 o'clock, still hasn't followed me on TikTok. Not that I'm mad about that. And we got Albert Breer coming up at 5:20. I have been banned. A video of mine has been censored by TikTok. We'll get to that. We've got Prime Day. We got some Brown stuff here, but how do you expect the Guardians to respond to being punched in the face in game two? Is this another, you're more nervous than excited, or are you more excited than nervous? That and the Matthew Boyd litmus test for Alex Cobb next on 92.3 The Fan.